Vincent Kaitak.
Thank you, Chairman. We have our 29th meeting on the 1st of November, so it's about, well, 5 months ago. So some of the issues are already superseded by event. One of them is the Volvo Ocean Race, which was presented to the task force, and it was already held from January to February this year. So second is the Kaitak Sports Park. We were briefed about the development of the Kaitak Sports Park by the Homes Affairs Bureau. They sought member view on three proposed work area for that project, including the area for temporary barging facility and a temporary stockpile area and a temporary turf nursery area. While the task force understand that the sports park is an important sports and recreation infrastructure, but I think our members have raised concern over the prolonged occupation of the harbourfront area as work site. In particularly, they are asking for additional area along the waterfront beyond their own lot boundary. So we ask them to come back with alternative proposal in our next meeting. So at that meeting, we did not grant any support to the application from the Homes Affairs Bureau or any additional harbourfront area for them as a work area. Third item is regarding the Long Chun Stone Bridge Preservation Corridor at Kaitak, and the RHSD and LCSD brief member on the design of the Long Chun Stone Bridge Preservation Corridor at Kaitak. Generally, the members note that proposal and understand that, well, this project will proceed, and noting that it was very distant from the waterfront, so members just take note of the design of that project and ask, well, for further information if the project proceeds further. The fourth item regarding the proposed establishment of the government flying surface Kaitak division at the ex-Kaitak runway tip. Again, the CEDD provide further information regarding the proposed government flying surface on the ex-Kaitak runway tip. So members were generally convinced that the current site selection was the most feasible and appropriate one. Members also proposed some additional giving more ground floor space for co-location with the commercial facilities and would be more open to public. In conclusion, members have no objection to the project, given that the proponent would further deliberate on the co-location arrangement with the cross-boundary commercial heliport, as well as putting in place measure to enhance public participation. The project team appreciate the comment and agree to consider member opinion in taking forward the project. That's the end of my report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vincent. Just a couple of comments. First of all, Volvo, HAB, are you here, HAB? HAB here today? No. I think we should just congratulate HAB on the work that they did in connection with the Volvo Ocean Race. I went to a number of events. I went on one of the boats even. I think it was a major success for Hong Kong, a major coup, and I hope that we're going to see Volvo back again. I gather some discussion, but it'd be good if we can have them back again. They'd be quite keen to be moored in Central next time, if possible. They think they get much greater exposure if they were more in central, so that's something to take on board. On the Kaitak Sports Park, I think just there's an informal briefing later this week.
Seventh.
On the 7th. So we're already following up on the Kaitak Sports Park. And then just finally on the government flying service, the helicopter pad. I've seen in the press, and I've seen a number of letters flying around about co-location. I gather co-location is not as easy as it sounds, and the commercial sector has taken the view that co-location is not feasible. So I don't know whether Harbour Unit you want to monitor that. Seems to me there's an argument and a debate going on within the helicopter community, if you like, about the future of that site. So we may not be fit, we may not have got it tucked away quite yet. Thank you. All right. Any questions, member, on Vincent's report? Thank you.